For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's incredible the creative ways that people can use in order to communicate our faith. And one of those people is Dr. Michael Ferris. He's going to be visiting churches in Ireland, and he basically uses a pottery wheel. It's called A Journey to the Potter's House, and it's to try and help us understand God and how we can use the challenges and the difficulties we face in life to help us grow. Dr. Michael Ferris himself is a trained psychologist and a family and marriage therapist. And for 15 years, he actually taught as a professor and graduate school training counsellors. He spoke to us recently at Spirit Radio, and he started off talking about the importance of teaching out your own lived experience, not just reading out of a book.
Okay, so I'm trained as a psychologist and marriage and family therapist, and for 15 years I taught as a professor at a graduate school where I taught counsellors. And one of my philosophical assumptions in teaching counsellors is that if you're going to be effective as a counsellor, you have to counsel out of your own place of brokenness and not out of a book, because anybody could read a book and just parrot back what the book says. But I contend that as a counselor, if you have not taken these healing journeys yourself, you're not going to know what to do when you bring your clients to places they have never been and you have never been, and you're going to end up hurting them. So as a philosophical assumption, so I would do an exercise with my students where we would rewrite our life story.
The next question that we asked Dr. Ferris about was how was he got the idea to use a potter's wheel as a way to teach people.
So I would do an exercise with my students where we would rewrite our life story. And I would tell them the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, Jacob's son, as a way of introducing this lesson. And you may be familiar with the story. His brothers sell him into slavery, and then Potiphar's wife sets him up. His friends in prison abandon him, and ultimately he's elevated to prime minister. Then he brings his father Jacob and his family back into Egypt, and then eventually Jacob dies. And then his brothers come to him, and basically they lie to him. I mean, we have no record of them saying, Jacob saying what they said he said. But they say to Joseph, hey, dad told us to tell you to forgive us. And he says to his brothers, what you intended for harm, God intended for good. What's happening right now, the saving of many lives. So I tell this story to my class, and then I tell them it wasn't two different things that happened to Joseph, something bad from the devil and something good from God. It was a series of terrible things, betrayals that happened to him over the course of 13 years. And inherent in those terrible things is the potential for two different outcomes. Joseph could have grown up angry and bitter and depressed and jealous and resentful and addicted, etc. Or he could have transcended all this adversity in his life. Okay, so what determined Joseph's outcome? I believe it was his choice, how he chose to hold on to faith in God, to believe that God did not abandon him even in his darkest hour, that something good can come out of something bad. And as a result, God honors his faith and elevates him to a place of power and influence. So then I say to my class, those terrible things that happened to you, the rape, the molestation, the abortion, the divorce, the growing up in the alcoholic family, et cetera, inherent in those terrible things is the potential for two different outcomes. You can grow up angry and bitter and depressed and jealous and addicted and cynical, or you can transcend those things.
It's an incredible part of just the philosophy that Dr. Ferris uses. If you just joined us, we're listening back to a chat we had recently with Dr. Michael Ferris, and we talked a little bit more about using the pottery tool for communication.
I am a father of four daughters. We took pottery together. We took a few lessons, and then we couldn't take them anymore, but I liked it. So I bought a wheel, and I started practicing what I learned. And one day, I'm making pottery, and I'm thinking of the order of operations and how you can't skip a step in making pottery. You can't go step 1, 2, 4. If you don't do step 3, step 4 is not going to happen. And as I was looking at that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you understand this as it relates to fashioning clay, but don't you realize this is what I've been doing with your life as I'm fashioning your life into the plans I have for you? And I sat there and God brought me through this life review. The first 20 years of my life were very sad, very tragic. And God showed me all the brokenness in my life and the bad choices I've made, the ways that I have hurt people, the ways people have hurt me. And God said, Michael, if you will give this to me, God said, you give me your life, you give me your story, you'd be willing to be vulnerable with people, and I'll do with your life the same thing I did with Joseph's. I'll use it for the saving of many lives. And when I got that revelation, I said, I've got to show this to my class. So I brought my wheel into my class, and I just started making pottery. And I'm talking out loud, explaining to my class what I'm doing. I had about 25 adult students in my class. And I'm making my pottery, and I'd say, okay, remember that thing you shared with the class that happened to you? Can you see how God has used that to bring your life to a place now where you want to become a counselor? Okay, Debbie, remember that thing that happened to you? The Holy Spirit showed up in that class, and the place was a wreck. I mean, people were weeping. Later that week, I got a phone call from a man. And he says, is this Dr. Ferris? I said, yes, it is. He said, my wife, Susan, is in your class. He said, she came home from your class really shaken up, and she hasn't been the same. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I got him upset. He's going to be mad at me. But then he calms his voice, and he says, would you come to our church and do this same thing for our people? And I said, okay. And so I didn't know what I was going to say or do. I just showed up with my potter's wheel, started making pottery, talking out loud. But God used it in the way he uses simple things to confound the wise and weak things to confound the mighty. And God moved in a powerful way. Later that week, I got a call from somebody else who had a buddy of mine's church, and it just took off from there. I started getting calls from all over. Didn't advertise it. The first year I did it, I was in 33 churches. The second year, 43. The third year, I was in 65 churches. I still had a full-time clinical practice. I'm still teaching at the graduate school, traveling around speaking. And then one day God got a hold of me. He said, what are you doing? You're working so hard for things that have no eternal value. You give your life to taking this message around the world, and I'll provide for you. So after a lot of prayer and counsel, I closed my clinical practice. I stepped down from teaching. And for the last, well, I'm going on my 15th year now. I've taken this into 10 different countries. Millions of people have seen it.
Wow, it's just truly incredible just the impact that Dr. Ferris has had so far. The other thing that we went on to talk about is how much he is looking forward to his time in Ireland.
Yes, well, I'm trained as a psychologist, a counseling psychologist. And as I have traveled around with the journey to the Potter's House, and, you know, pastors, they read about my background. They know, you know, they know I've been involved in psychology and counseling. Many pastors have asked me, you know, after this service, we go out to lunch. They've asked me if there isn't some kind of training that they and the people in their church can get that can equip them with counseling skills. And so I put this counseling workshop together for people in ministry. And I actually developed it from one of the classes I used to teach at the graduate level in brief solution focused therapy. This is the most frequently practiced model of counseling in the world. And it's called a strength based model. It is an excellent model. If you are a parent of teenagers, you need to take this workshop. This is it's a strength-based approach to helping people. It is different than traditional problem-focused models. And what I do in this workshop is I teach people a different way of approaching the challenges in a person's life. I teach them 12 counseling skills. I give them a framework to work within, and I give them a roadmap to follow. And there's a workbook that goes along with this workshop, which is set up to parallel the whole counseling evolution. So it becomes a resource. So in the years ahead, when you're counseling with somebody, if you're not sure what to do, you just get the workbook and you say, where am I in the evolution of this? And it'll tell you exactly what to do to continue to move forward. Anybody who is in ministry or who works with people should be taking this workshop. It's a 6-hour workshop, and it's going to be held both in Galway and in Carlow.
And it just sounds like an incredible workshop. And if you want to find out more about the journey to the Potter's House with Dr. Michael Ferris and those workshops, it's going to happen in churches across Ireland, in Carlow and Galway. You can go to the website, ajourneytothepottershouse.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.